When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through you? Well, we're giving them to you. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
What road could they possibly be easing down? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Broadway to Main Street and the Yellow Brick Road, I suppose. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM WPPB, Peconic Public Broadcasting, radiating out of the incredibly sunny and beautiful hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, as many of you recognize, that song, Ease On Down the Road, was from The Wiz, 1975, a really groundbreaking show and quite a successful one. And I thought it might be fun today to look at what I call those 70s shows, musicals from the 1970s that really changed Broadway a lot. We don't think too much about great shows of the 70s. We recognize those great shows of the 60s like Hello Dolly, Fiddler on the Roof, Cabaret, Hair. But the 70s were just as interesting, perhaps if not more so, a very transitional era. And I would suppose my analogy would be, and I would let my colleague Brian Cosgrove hit this one out of the ballpark with more perception, but we like to think of, you know, the great songs of the 60s, pop songs, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and the Mamas and the Papas, you know, Simon and Garfunkel, you name it, and somehow 70s music, because of disco, was derided. But 70s music and pop music is also very complex and interesting and very enduring, as are these 70s shows. So let's move along with the first great show of the 1970s. It opened in the spring of 1970. Harold Prince produced and directed it, and it was Stephen Sondheim's first great groundbreaking score as composer and lyricist. He had done Forum in 1962, but this is the real Sondheim. This is the real deal, and it so skillfully combines not only Tin Pan Alley and Sondheim's own wonderfully ambivalent sentiments about marriage and love, but a great 70s rock sound. So let us go into the opening number from the original cast of Company, 1970, Stephen Sondheim.
Company. No strings, good times, room hums, company. Late nights, quick bites, party games, deep talks, long walks, telephone calls. Thoughts shared, souls bared, private names, all those photos up on the walls. With love, with love. Bobby with love from all those good and crazy people, my friends, those good and crazy people, my married friends, and that's what it's all about, isn't it? That's what it's really about.
Sarah.
Listen, pal, I'd like your opinion.
Try me, Peter.
Bobby.
I need your advice.
Can I call you back tomorrow?
If you're busy, the kids want to talk.
Ginny, I could take them to the
zoo. Bobby, Bella, Bobby,
Peter, where have you been?
Bobby, come on over for dinner. We'll be so glad to see you. Bobby, come on. isn't it? That's what it's really about, isn't it? That's what it's really about, really about.
The groundbreaking score to Company, written by Stephen Sondheim. Now, if the rest of the 70s were like that, what an interesting, complicated, contemporary decade it would have been. But the 70s also had this incredible vein of nostalgia that wove through it. So these interesting tensions go on there, isn't it, between contemporary music and music of the past. And one of the great hits of the entire decade was a 1971 repurposing, revisal, rewrite of a 1925 show called No No Nanette. And that really gave a huge, delectable plate for people of an earlier generation for whom the 70s was perhaps a little confusing. Anyway, nothing confusing about Helen Gallagher rendering the wonderful number Too Many Rings Around Rosie from the acclaimed revisal of No No Nanette, 1971.
In an early childhood day, when December seemed like May, ring around the rosy with the boys I used to play. Tommy, Andy, Harold, Joe ate my candy, then would go. I tried to please them all, you know. That's why not one became my beau. Too many rings around Rosie will never get Rosie a ring. Too many bows when she should have one, you know, we'll never bring her a ring around her finger. One little name to remember is better than having a string. It doesn't hurt to flirt a bit, but use it as bait. Make your match, make your catch before it's too late. 'Cause too many rings around boys, pretty ladies are their toys. Here today, tomorrow they're in search of other joys. It is nice to have a few all go loco over you. Still, one ring to call your own is worth a half a dozen on the phone. Oh, too many rings around Rosie will never get Rosie a ring. Too many bows when she should have one, you know we'll never bring her a ring around her finger. There may be safety in numbers when you are. More than enough, and too many rings around Rosie will never get Rosie a ring.
Her, a ring around her finger, one little name to
Oh, it's low these many years since marriage began. Even then, what were men compared to a man? Oh, too many rings around Rosie. We'll never get Rosie.
Poor little Rosie.
Never get Rosie.
Never get Rosie.
Helen Gallagher from the 1971 revisal of No No Nanette. Today we're looking at those 70s shows, a great overview of a very complicated, I think, and rich and varied, contrasting decade on the Broadway stage. Well, one major person who had an open parenthesis at the 70s was Stephen Sondheim. Another was Andrew Lloyd Webber, who made his Broadway debut in 1971 with Tim Rice with Jesus Christ Superstar. So we're going to hear, and certainly a sound that defined an era, if any sound ever did. So here are two love songs from the early 1970s, one with a contemporary sound and one with a slightly more nostalgic tone. But first, Yvonne Elliman from Jesus Christ Superstar.
How to move him? I've been changed, yes, really changed. In these past few days, when I've seen myself, I seem like someone else. I don't know how to take this. I don't see. Why he moves me, he's a man, he's just a man. And I've had so many men before, in very many ways, he's just one more. Should I bring him down? Should I scream and shout? Should I speak of love?
Marine. Do you write him a lot, Marty?
Pretty much. Every time I get a present.
Hey, what do you say to a guy in a letter anyway?
Freddy, my love, I miss you more than words can say. Freddy, my love, please keep in touch while you're away. Better getting a souvenir or maybe a letter. I really flipped over the gray cashmere sweater. Freddy, my love, Freddy, my love, Freddy, my love, Freddy, my love. Freddy, you know your absence makes me feel so blue.
So blue.
That's okay though. Your presents make me think of you.
Sure they do.
Mama will have a heart attack when she catches those petal pushers with the black leather patches. Oh, how I wish I had a jacket that matches. Freddy, my love,
Freddy, my love, Freddy, my love, Freddy, my love.
Keep your letters from me. I thrill to every line. Your spelling's kind of crummy, but honey, so is mine. I treasure every gifty. The ring is really nifty. You say it cost you 50, so you're thrifty. Out of mind. Oh. Ready, you see, you'll hold me in your someday.
Freddy, my love.
And I will be wearing your lacy lingerie.
Freddy, I'm yours.
Thinking about it, my heart's pounding already. Knowing when you come home, we're bound to go steady. And throw your service pay round like confetti. Freddy, my love.
Freddy, my love.
A love song from the 1970s. It sounds a lot like a love song from the 1950s. That was from the original cast of Grease, Ellen March singing Freddy My Love. So another interesting aspect of that decade, Grease, which opened in 72 and moved around and some other theaters, became from the longest running show of the 1970s. It actually knocked Fiddler Off the Roof off its esteemed perch, or roof. Sounds crazy, no? At any rate, another aspect of nostalgia which starts to come into the 1970s. Two love songs. Let's hear a third from a revival that changed my life. It wasn't your typical revival. It was Hal Prince's revival of Candide in 1975, which rethought the 1956 flop from top to bottom. I'll remember it like it was yesterday, an environmental production headed by one of my favorite performers, Louis J. Stadlin, playing a multiple of roles, and here he sings My Love, in this version, sung to a man in drag. So everything was changed up in Candide. At any rate, here he is singing to Sam Freed, who's wearing a dress. Go figure, Candide.
Ah, what exquisite beauty. Seldom have I seen a maiden who pleases me more.
But, sir...
My dear, you are bought.
I am.
And since I am in a bountiful mood, I will even grant you the honor of sharing my bed. My table tonight.
Tonight?
Poets have said, love is untying, my love. Don't be misled, they were all lying, my love. Love's on the wing, but now while it hovers, let us be lovers. One soon recovers, my love. Soon the field has fled, for love's a transient blessing. Just a week in bed, and will become a blessing. Why talk of morals when springtime is flying? Why end in quarrels, reproaches, and sighing? Crying for love. I cannot entertain your shocking proposition. How could I regain my virginal condition? I am so pure that before you may bed me, you must assure me that first you will wed me. Wed me. I shall betroth you, my love, though I feel sure I'll come to loathe you, my love. Still, for the thrill, I'm perfectly willing. For if we must wed before we may bed, then come, let us wed.
Louis J. Stadlin, heading the cast of Candide. Louis is the only actor who sang that song in productions. Usually they give it to somebody else, but he's talented enough to sing that one too. At any rate, the great blockbuster in the 1970s was a show that was developed in a workshop, something no one had heard of before. Usually shows went out of town and suffered the slings and arrows of critics in Detroit or Boston or New Haven. But this was developed at the New York Shakespeare Festival by Michael Bennett, probably the most impressive choreographer, director, next or maybe more than Bob Fosse. Who knows? At any rate, a major figure of the 1970s, the show won every prize imaginable and set the tone for an era. So how could you talk about those 70s shows without talking about this one? A Chorus Line.
Every little step she takes. One thrilling combination. Every move that she makes. One smile and suddenly nobody else will do. You know you'll never be lonely with you. No. Second best to none, son. Ooh, sigh, give her your attention. Do I really have to mention? She's the one
singular sensation. Every little step she takes.
Step kick, catch the hand.
Three, four.
weak at the hip, follow through. Up, down, feel the braids.
Elbow right, hand point.
Step, brush, 3, 4.
Suddenly nobody.
Step, flick, step, up, step, and step.
Lunge,
lunge, slow.
3, 4, 5, 6.
Cat,
kick,
step, brush.
Palm up,
5, 6.
Back, back.
Lift, tilt, straight, toes, 5, 6.
Steps, and change, shoots, back, hold up.
The one show that towered above every other in the 1970s, the 1975 A Chorus Line original cast recording. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here at WPPB 88.3 FM. And I thought we'd look at those 70s shows, a really interesting, complex era that doesn't get enough credit. A few months ago, I did a show called The Swinging 60s, which were the shows from, I think, roughly Sound of Music. That's right, up to Hair. If you want to listen to that broadcast as a companion, go to our new website, www.broadwaytomainstreet.com, and look under broadcasts. You'll find it there with over 100 other episodes, which I hope you will enjoy. I hope you will like it. So that's my segue into our next two songs that have the word like in the title, both of which were tremendous hits in the 1970s. I don't even think I need to tell you what the next one is, except to say, if you tune into Broadway to Main Street, I think you're going to like it here.
Annie, you're our guest for Christmas, and for the next 2 weeks, you're going to have a swell time. Cecile will pick out all your clothes.
Green. No, blue is their color, I think.
Your bath is run by Mrs. Greer.
Soap. No bubbles, I think.
Annette comes in to make your bed.
The silk sheet. No, the satin sheets, I think.
I think I'm gonna like it here.
The swimming pool is to the left.
Inside the house?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
The tennis court is in the rear.
I never even picked up a racket.
Have an instructor here at noon. Oh, and get that Don Budge fellow if he's available.
I think I'm gonna like it here.
When you wake, ring for Drake. Drake will bring your tray. When you're through, Mrs. Pugh comes to take it away.
No need to pick up any toys.
That's okay, I haven't got any anyway.
No finger will you lift, my dear.
We have but one request. Please put us to the test.
I know I'm gonna
didn't mean it. We've never had a little girl.
We've never had a little girl.
I'm very glad to volunteer.
We hope you
I certainly like it that way, and who wouldn't? That was the miraculous cast of Ain't Misbehavin', those three ladies, Nell Carter, Charlene Woodard, and Amelia McQueen. Now, Ain't Misbehavin' came out of nowhere. No one really knew the songs of Fats Waller unless you were a jazz aficionado, and Richard Maltby put together this incredible review in 1977-78 season that just won every award imaginable, and also was this kind of reflexive idea in the 70s. This was in the era they were discovering songbook shows and reviews again for the first time since the late 20s and bringing music back again, this nostalgic current that runs through the decade. Before that, we heard another towering great, Annie, of course, a score by Strauss, Charles Strauss, and Martin Sharnin, another powerhouse of the decade. Well, we're going to turn now, as we get to the second half of those 70 shows, to somebody who was a huge influence on me in that decade and of course, made many theatergoers very happy, and that was the producer-director, Harold Prince. He was one of the towering figures of a decade of towering figures, Bob Fosse with the Chicago and Michael Bennett with the Chorus Line. But Hal just did one show after another in the 70s that were knockout hits. And even if they weren't huge commercial hits, they were very interesting. Here is, by somewhat coincidence, three duets in a row, all of which were directed by Hal Prince. The first, one of my favorite shows of all time, On the 20th Century, with Madeline Kahn and John Cullum, which won Best Score in 1978. And then we'll hear Sweeney Todd, which an unforgettable production, Stephen Sondheim's sort of close parentheses to the 70s, and then on to Evita. Of course, Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber with Mandy Patinkin and Patti LuPone. So three duets in a row, all of which were produced and directed by the one and only Harold Prince. First, from On the 20th Century, my favorite show of those 70s shows.
My life is simply great. My silverware is gold. Through my Bel Air estate, champagne's a flowing river. Next to my Rolls Royce, a Cadillac's a flavor. I'm in clover, and my cup, it runneth over. I have put my footprints in the wet concrete. My hometown now has a Lily Garland street. I am mobbed by fans who faint and shriek my name. The price of fame. Look at you and me, the sweetest story told. I'm high as I can be. You're lying in an alley. Trilby found her voice. She doesn't need Svengali. You've got nothing and I've got it all. Forgive my lack of tact, but here's the basic fact. You've got nothing and I've got it all.
Are you finished?
No, you are. Chauffeur, butler, cook.
You're spoiled.
They're foreign and they're old.
Your reputation soiled. A billion shop girls ape you. Nightly nationwide. A billion farmhands rape you.
Please stop trying. What you'd like to sell me, I'm not buying. Don't come at me with a contract. I will not sign any contract.
Contract, contract. Who said contract? Did you hear me mention contract? I came here with a dream we shared once long ago. Two hearts with one grand scheme.
Don't you know when something is over?
This was a professional dream. A role that you were made for. A role, a chance to play that Bernhardt would have paid for.
Save your breath. Don't even try. Back again with you.
Perhaps it's just as well. I've seen you on the screen. On stage you wove a spell. With each new play it deepened. But now your art is gone. It's coarsened and it's cheapened. Since you rolled out. Since you sold out to cheap Hollywood. Cheesy, sleazy Hollywood. Pitiful, cityful of celluloid slime.
Yeah, you're just jealous.
Vermin infested, home of freaks and sheiks and geeks and celluloid crime.
Sour grapes.
Playing foolish parts, every part the same. Morons who direct, crucify your name. Lily on display, just a bargain sale. Lily, face the truth. Lily, you've gone stale.
Stale?
Another stale, cheap Dolly from cheap, cheap Polly.
My life is simply great. My silverware is gold. Through my Bel Air estate, champagne's a flowing river. Look at my Rolls Royce,
Poor Lily, you've gone stale.
The movie public's choice.
That's not the holy grail.
All the biggest names in town are begging to be asked to dinner.
Give them all a year or so, they'll drop you for the latest weather.
Did it by myself.
Keep your taint.
Got there by myself.
Landed on the show.
Never needed
you. Lily, you are through. You're a loser.
Stop your trying, I'm not buying.
Tragic story, lost your glory.
Some stand galley in an alley.
Shop girls ape you, farmhands rape you.
I've got it.
You've lost it.
I've got it.
You've lost it.
I've got it.
You've lost it.
I've got it.
You've lost it. You've lost it.
I've got it.
Smiles in the light, my friend, my faithful friend. Speak to me, friend. Whisper, I'll listen. I know you've been locked out of sight all these years. Like me, my friend. Well, I've come home to find you waiting. Home, and we're together, and we'll do wonders, won't we? You there, my friend.
I'm your friend.
Come,
too,
let
Mr.
me.
Tom.
Now with
Mr.
the
Todd,
sun,
ooh, Mr. Todd,
you grow warm in my hand, my friend, my clever friend.
Always had a fondness for you, I did.
Rest now, my friend.
Never you fear,
soon
Mr.
I'll
Todd.
Unfold.
You can move in here, Mr. Todd.
Splendors you never have dreamed all your days. My lucky friend,
and your friend, and your shine,
shine was merely silver.
Silver's good enough for
friends,
me.
You shall drip rubies. You'll soon drip precious. At last, my arm is complete again.
Lift your razor high, speeding, hear it singing, yes. Sink it in the rosy skin of Princess.
His voice was soft, his manner mild.
He seldom laughed, but he often smiled.
He'd seen how civilized men behave. He never forgot and he never forgave.
Not sweet, not sweet, Todd.
The demon barber of Fleet Street.
Tell me before I waltz out of your life, before turning my back on the past. Forgive my impertinent behavior, but how long do you think this pantomime can last? Tell me before I ride off in the sunset, there's one thing I never got clear.
How can you claim you're a savior when those who oppose you are stepped on or cut up or simply disappear?
Tell me, before you get onto your bus, before joining the Forgotten Brigade, how can one person like me say, alter the time-honored way the game is played? Tell me, before you get onto your high horse, just what you expect me to do? I don't care what the bourgeoisie say, I'm not in business for them, but to give all my descamisados a magical moment or two.
There is evil ever around the fundamental system of government, quite incidental.
So what are my chances of honest advances? I'd say low, better to win by admitting my sin than to lose with a halo.
Tell me, before I seek worthier pastures and thereby restore self-esteem, how can you be so short-sighted to look never further than this week or next week, to have no impossible dream?
Allow me to help you slink off to the sidelines. I'll pay your fare, give 3 cheers. But first tell me who'd be delighted to witness me tackle the world's greatest problems, from war to pollution. No hope of solution, even if I live for 100 years.
There is evil ever around the fundamental system of government, quite incidental.
So go, if you're able, to somewhere unstable and stay there. Whip up your hate in some tottering state, but not here, dear. Is that clear, dear?
Patti LuPone, of course, in a star-making performance in Evita, which opened in the fall of 1979. Before that, of course, was Len Cariou and Angela Lansbury from Sweeney Todd, 78-79 season. So interesting in a way that Stephen Sondheim and Andrew Lloyd Webber both began the 70s with remarkable shows, Company and Jesus Christ Superstar, and ended the 70s with even more astonishing shows, I think, if that's possible, Sweeney Todd and Evita. Now, Evita, we're talking about those 70s shows, was not even the last big hit to open in 1979. It opened in the fall. And then Sugar Babies came along a few weeks later with the recently departed and much missed Mickey Rooney, and was also a big hit in that era. So what a complex era. You had Evita and Sugar Babies. You had a big rock opera with international political themes and a lot of delightful silliness from the past with Sugar Babies. That's sort of what the 70s was all about, I think. So if you're interested in that, comparing them, you can go to our website, BroadwayToMainStreet.com, and look under Perspectives under Broadcasts and look at the swingin' 70s and compare them. Well, the last great hit to open in 1979 was typically a revival. It opened on December 13th, 1979, and it was Oklahoma, with Christine Andreas and Lawrence Guittard. And I think it's a fine way to end, because that's what the era is about in many ways, giving us revivals again to look at and appreciate. And Richard Rodgers himself passed away 2 weeks later. So closing out those 70 shows, the 1979 revival of the greatest musical perhaps of all, Oklahoma.
Soon be living in a brand new state.
Brand new state, gonna teach you
great. Gonna give you barley, carrots, and potatoes. Pasture for the cattle,
spinach and tomatoes.
Flowers on the prairie where the June bugs bloom.
Plenty of air and plenty of room. Plenty of room to swing a rope.
Plenty of heart and plenty of hope.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oklahoma, every night my honey lamb and I sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky. We know we belong to a land, and the land we belong to is grand. And when we say,
yeah, hi, hi,
yeah, we're only saying you're doing fine. Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.
Is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some.